Bangkok. Much of the material that's got out of Burma on the internet has ended up on a website run by Burmese exiles in the Indian capital, New Delhi. The editor of Mizima online news agency, So Mint, spoke to our Delhi correspondent, Peter Lloyd.
How much difference is the internet making to how we understand what is happening?
The one major difference between 1988 and now is that when we were having protests in Rangoon and in Burma in 1988, there was almost no media, international media there. So whatever the international came to know is only after a few months, I would say. But now the international media is that we are doing, we have our own strangers there. The people are reporting using the internet, using the IT technology, using their video phones. So this IT, the internet and technology, is helping a lot for the people in the country to tell what is happening to the international community. And we are getting most of these things from the people. We don't know who are they. They keep sending information. They keep sending the footages. Plus, we are also getting our things from our own strangers.
Just break it down for me. What kind of images, pictures, information are you getting out?
Initially, like from the 19th August onwards, we were getting the images of the protests, people going out the streets, the protests, the images of demonstrations in a large number, including the video footage we were getting. But from yesterday onwards, we were getting the footages of the police beating, the bloods, and tear gas, all these footages started coming, trickling in. But since the government has shut down the telephone lines and also the government has slowed down the internet speed, we are getting less and less photos and video files. In fact, we don't get any video file today. So we are having problems because the government is shutting down the communication line.
Take me back a few steps. Before the government took this action, how were you able to get this information out?
One is we use our own strangers to send our this information, video files and footages. That is through internet, through phones. That's mostly we use. We have other ways also, but what I can say is we use these means. And also, as I said, we also get from varieties of people who we don't know. They keep sending the information and photos. Sometimes we get the photo, and that photo is obviously going to other places also, other international media, so the same photo. But we know that we have to confirm, and we confirm that this photo is taken from that space, that place, and that photo is taken on such and such day. That we know. But we don't know who is sending and to whom that photo is reaching to.
How have the regime responded to you using the internet like this?
First, they slow down the internet speed so that people cannot send their photos and images. And because of this, internet cafes are closing down, so people go and use cannot go and use their internet at the internet cafe. So that is very clever. And also they do other things, like for example they block the roads, and so the people cannot move from one place to another. So the movement within the cities are also restricted, are more difficult. And also they use other things, like they raid the houses, they raid the monasteries, and they threaten the people. So all these varieties of, with all these varieties of ways, they are trying to close down the entire communication. So far, they have not shut down the entire communication. We are still getting internet, the email from them, phone calls from them, some of them, but we also are able to call them, but they are closing down slowly.
How much of an impact are they having on you?
Yes, it is having. It is affecting us. For example, as I said, we have not got any video today. We have got things there. Our strangers there are getting. We just got it, but he could not send. He has been trying to send since morning. He could not send the photos and video to us. So we are now trying to arrange, and we have arrangement, other arrangements. So trying to get that arrangement work out.
The editor of Mizima online news agency, Sue Mint, speaking to our Delhi correspondent, Peter Lloyd.